Hey there, welcome along. It's Damien back with the 9-to-5 Google Daily, this time for March 18th, 2020. This is our super quick overview, or rundown if you will, of all of the biggest Google-related stories we've been talking about over the past 24 hours. Google Tasks integration within Gmail has now got a little more prominent thanks to a dedicated toolbar shortcut that lets you add emails directly to your task lists from within your email account. The change hasn't widely rolled out just yet, but it is heading to more accounts right now with a small toolbar icon that streamlines the entire process of bulking out your task schedule. Google Translate has now gained a real-time transcribe mode on Android that lets you get a text log of a conversation, lecture, movie, or anything else for that matter. The feature works in a similar manner to the Google Recorder transcription service, with text being translated in real-time as a person speaks. The new edition is rolling out right now in 8 languages. To start with, they are English, French, German, Hindi, Portuguese, Russian, Spanish, and Thai. Google Search has added a sorting option for dictionary definitions, allowing you to sift through by topic, which is especially useful for words that might have multiple uses or definitions depending on context. The new topic category will allow you to filter down to better understand even the trickiest of words. GitHub for Android has now left beta and is now available to all developers that want to access their repositories on the go. The app also supports the Android 10's dark theme and lets you view and edit code within your repositories with a solid visual overhaul that makes using the application that little bit better. And finally, if you're a Google One subscriber, keep an eye out for an email giving you free Play Store credit. As it appears, the free credit is being issued in the UK, US, India and Australia, although we do expect subscribers in other regions are being gifted some free Play Store credit too. Alternatively, you can head to the Google One app if you haven't received an email, and if available to you, your free redeemable credit should be within the Benefits tab. That was a bite-sized overview of all the top news stories. For further insight, you can read all of these stories in full detail and much more over on 9to5google.com and subscribe to the 9to5 Google Daily on Google Play, Google Podcasts, or via your favourite podcast player to get updates from Monday through Friday. For more detailed and in-depth news, be sure to subscribe to our long-form Alphabet Scoop podcast, available every Wednesday.